Lonely Girl by Josephine Cox.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Dark Memories. Tanner's Farm, Bucks Village, Southern England, 1960. Prologue. Crouching low beneath her bedroom window, young Rosie peered through the murky darkness of a cold November evening. Anxiously training her gaze along the pathway that ran by the big barn, she wondered if her mother might show at any moment. Rosie wouldn't mind if her mother stayed away forever. But she knew her father would be sad because he loved her, even though they were always arguing. So, for his sake, Rosie hoped her mother might somehow find her way home from the village pub where she worked as a barmaid. Often her shift would slip into her social life. She liked a drink and a laugh. She also liked the admiration of men, who were drawn to her dark looks and enticing smile. Whenever her mother was late coming home, Rosie had good cause to fear the worst. Keeping her vigil at the window, she wondered what kind of mood her mother would be in if she did come home. Would she be in one of her dark rages? Would she be feeling spiteful and ready to fight with Rosie's father? Or would she be laughing and playful, or impossible to talk with, and so drunk she could hardly stand? Rosie could never decide which was worse, because whichever way it was, it always ended badly. Neither Rosie nor her father ever...